The town of Innisfil is changing how it charges residences for water use, rewarding those who are eager to keep the taps turned off. This year, InServices is transitioning from a single volumetric rate for water across all classes to a tiered structure to better align the utility's costs with peak demand. The town hopes the move will encourage water conservation. It's a good lesson that if you use less water, you're going to pay less money, and if you use more water, you're going to pay more money, said Kaun. Alex Waters. It's a good model to move to because it definitely educates consumers about conservation. Council approved the changes during its March 12 meeting. InServices estimates that the 3.27% reduction in the volumetric rate component for first-tier water consumption, between 1 and 10 cubic meters, would lower water bills for 46% of Innisfil residents. Two other residential tiers are being introduced through the proposal. The per cubic meter rate for those homes using between 11 and 25 cubic meters will increase by 4.55% to $2.54 per cubic meter. The largest tier, for those above 25 cubic meters in usage, will jump 13.19% to $2.75 per cubic meter. Commercial, industrial, and institutional uses remain at a flat rate, increasing by 9.08%, 2.9%, and 4.96%, respectively, this year. Wastewater rates in the municipality are also increasing by an average of 7.56%, with the per cubic meter rate increasing 6.71%, or $1.73. The typical residential customer, a household comprising of three people, will see their water and wastewater bill increase by about $48 this year, based on usage of 204 cubic meters annually. The proposed rate change will ensure appropriate resources are available to maintain, repair, and replace infrastructure, to ensure the continuation of safe, quality drinking water and treatment of wastewater for all residents, a staff report to council stated. Approving rates below the recommended amount may introduce additional risks to safe and reliable operation of the drinking water and wastewater treatment systems. The tiered system for water usage isn't the only utility change introduced by the town in recent weeks. During the February 26 council meeting, councillors amended the town's water and sanitary sewer connection policy to allow residents greater flexibility in how they pay for new services being brought to their neighborhoods. Under the amended policy, residents who choose not to connect to water or wastewater services being introduced due to new developments in the area will not be forced to. The town will only require connection when there is a major environmental concern. The connection fee previously required at the change of ownership, regardless of if the connection had occurred, will also no longer be required. The intent behind the connection review with this policy amendment is to make the connection fee only due at the time of connection, Revenue Services Supervisor Laura Crane explained to council. The current policy speaks to regardless of whether you connect or not, that connection fee would be due with the accrued interest at the time of ownership change. So, the growing concern that staff has been faced with is as these infrastructure costs grow, and interest rates grow, we are now looking at the time of ownership change. An unmanageable payout. Kaun. Fred Drodge and Mayor Lynn Dahlin both lauded the change as beneficial to residents. Specifically for the residents of Lefroy, this is a great, feel-good story because they are constantly complaining that they're being forced to hook up, at some point, to our town water, Drodge said. The residents of Lefroy are going to be thrilled about this. This really makes it much less complicated for everyone and much less financially burdensome, Dahlin said. We were at a point before where we weren't kicking people out of their houses, but if you were on a fixed income, it was a stressful situation. The fee is charged to recoup the costs to design and install the water and sanitary service laterals, which connect the pipes on a property to the town's main. The new policy will make that fee due at the end of a 3-year advance notice period, or added to the property's taxes over the course of 10 years.